This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About a third of the judges in the United States, we're talking state court judges now, are women. But if you type the word judge into the artificial intelligence image generator Stable Diffusion, only about 3% of the images you're going to get back are going to be female judges. That's from an experiment that Bloomberg did not too long ago, looking for bias in AI image generators. It also found that AI images of architects and doctors and CEOs tended to skew white and male, while images of cashiers and housekeepers skewed toward women of color. That happens is by no means a secret. Text-to-image AI companies know they have a problem. Their algorithms are trained on images from the internet, so bias in, bias out, right? But the solutions they are coming up with to fix that bias, well, they raise questions of their own. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I'm sitting in a small conference room at Adobe's San Francisco office.
We have it in the deck, so let's get started.
Let's do it. Okay.
Where a company executive is very confidently letting me take command of his laptop.
Text to image is very simple. You type in any prompt and go ahead, try us.
Okay, sure.
Alexandru Kostin is vice president of artificial intelligence for Adobe. He's giving me a sneak peek at their updated AI image generation tool, Firefly, which is now part of Photoshop.
All right, I'm going to do Darth Vader applying suntan lotion to the Easter Bunny.
Firefly serves up four images, each of which had cartoony versions of the Easter Bunny, but instead of Darth Vader,
we have three women, two of which are black, applying suntan lotion.
Adobe doesn't want to infringe on Disney's IP, so instead of Darth Vader, you get a random human. And Kostin says the AI wasn't confusing Darth with dark or choosing women because of some baked-in sexism. It was actually Adobe's de-biasing algorithm at work.
We generate diverse, gender-diverse, skin-tone-diverse content to basically represent fairly the population.
Basically, if someone in the U.S. uses Firefly to make an image of a doctor or a gardener, the chances that person would be a woman or have non-white skin would be roughly proportional to the percentage of women and people of color in the U.S. But does doing that distort reality? In Firefly world, about 14% of doctors should be black, the same percentage as the black population in the U.S. But in the messy, unequal real world, only 6% of doctors are black. So should AI images depict the world as it is or as it should be?
That becomes almost a philosophical question.
Ruman Chowdhury is a responsible AI fellow at Harvard. She generally believes that AI should reflect the world we want to see.
So, you know, companies want to build these products into search engines. They want to have it be part of our everyday lives. So is it actually creating this reality that it's talking about? Or is it, you know, or is it perpetuating biases?
Chowdhury says the big problem with AI image generators is a lack of diversity in the photos used to train AI systems, which is why Jacques Bastien has been getting emails from AI companies lately.
There are other companies that reach out to us specifically because they wanted access to our photos, essentially paying us to use our photos to train the AI.
Bastien is the co-founder of Nappy.com, a stock photo website and photography studio devoted to capturing black and brown people in everyday settings. The inspiration for Nappy came from his frustration trying to find diverse photos from traditional stock websites.
Black people drink coffee, right? And so we would go to those sites and type in coffee drinkers. You know, we wouldn't find anything.
Bastien says he supports AI image companies trying to find more diverse training photos, just not his photos.
Well, we spent, you know, years acquiring and shooting and building, you know, we're not just going to contribute that just to even eventually be replaced tomorrow.
Bastien can see a future where companies use AI to create fake black and brown people for their marketing materials. He says that raises another ethical question.
When you go to Nappy Library, you know it's probably shot by a black photographer. It includes black subjects. So however that went down, people got paid, whereas the AI, probably not.
But Bastien says as a business owner, he gets it. He wouldn't blame a company for using a cheaper option. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.